Huna principle number 6, Po'onu. Harmony, effectiveness, is a measure of truth. An expert is recognized by the altar she or he builds. There are mystical golden threads that connect our inner and outer worlds. We can follow each thread from the core of our being outwards towards everything we have put our attention on. If these golden threads line up harmonically, like a musical instrument, they may be played symphonically. Harmony is the measure. This is the goal of Po'ono. Have you ever considered harmony as a measure of truth? Is it possible that truth is a living phenomenon in life, not static or fixed? Is it possible that truth evolves and changes? The altar we build. Po'ono informs us that if we are ready to commit consciously to the highest experience available to us, then attention to our altar is required. How have you adorned your altar? We build an altar within us. It is our place of intimacy, of inner speak, the realm of our innermost being, where our core relationship with the spirit of life is defined. It is here at this altar that the vibrations of all our thoughts, words, and actions alchemically transform into a living mandala of feeling states. How we are feeling moment to moment is our test. In the simplest sense, it is by feeling the best ever that we discover if indeed we have adorned our altar with jewels and gems of consciousness. Are you ready to feel the best ever all the time? Are you ready to make the quantum jump into the wonderful super being that nature has designed for you? A being that is already programmed into your super conscious mind? The normal waking state. A number of years ago, scientists from Stanford University were conducting studies on human DNA. During their research, they were amazed to find that a staggering 98% of our genetic material has no known function in what is termed the normal waking state. The normal waking state is the psycho-emotional physical state we experience when we are awake and acting normally within the context of today's society. In other words, the body-mind-feeling state we experience as a consequence of the current system allowing us to experience only 2% of who we actually are. We equate the normal waking state with an energy level equivalent to the living dead. The psycho-emotional prison of the normal waking state is a mental construct, a web of reinforced ideas based on inherited and programmed misconceptions of reality. Inaccurate and disharmonious awarenesses prevent the inflow of natural potential. This mental format also redirects creative life force energies into our natural forms so that thoughts, words, and actions continue to co-create an unnatural world system that keeps re-imprisoning individuals in their own reflected poor quality ideas and feeling states. Some of the consequences of feeling trapped within this prison include depression, ill health, violence, and/or boredom. Because you are reading this right now, the universe is asking you to wake up from the normal waking state. The universe is requesting that you explore novel waking states, states of consciousness that are richer in awareness. Your exposure to the matrix's programming must cease, because it continuously reprograms individuals into the normal waking state. The matrix's programming is broken apart, and a new altar is built by turning off your television forever, stopping addictions to the news, only studying books, videos, and audios that are the cutting edge of information consciousness, adding in superhero nutrition, organic raw foods, superfoods, herbs and chocolate, yoga and qigong, experiences in wild nature, sun gazing, drinking the best water ever, attracting innovative friends who stretch your imagination, living in perpetual positive thinking, having the best day ever, writing down your goals, and all the other aspects of transformation whispered about in this book. To help jumpstart the collapse of the old programs and to simultaneously begin your superhero life in earnest, we recommend that you participate in our Success Ultra Now Personal Optimization Program, SunPop. We have developed a superhero training program titled SunPop. SunPop is a guided inner journey that takes place while you listen, visualize, and relax. SunPop takes visualization to innovative vistas. The system is a distilled synthesis of the most potent reality creation systems yet developed. Some of our research into this project has been quite exciting. This research includes studying a top secret military program called Project Superman. This program was initially an experiment to engineer the ultimate super soldier, a virtually indestructible human being. His name was Andy Perro. Things went very wrong. The disharmony and malintent of the program caused its collapse. Yet the technology discovered by Project Superman is still useful when applied with an appropriate harmonious intent, as we do in SunPop. This guided inner journey has been specifically engineered to allow us consciously to expand our levels of awareness and vitality, as well as help us escape the normal waking state. This program immediately puts us in alignment with our soul's purpose, thus dissolving mistaken identities. SunPop takes into account the mountains of research into the human psyche, demonstrating that our subconscious mind stores all the memories of every felt experience. The most impactful experiences the subconscious has witnessed are the ones that make the deepest impressions. Many of the negative behaviors we have expressed since childhood are based on judgmental reactions to emotional experiences. The wounded soul has a tendency to crystallize negative experiences into blockages within our energy meridian system. Judgmental reactions scar our consciousness with grooves that redirect our spiritual energy like a river that has been dammed through constructions of steel and concrete. As our spiritual energy flows into energetic dams, patterns of thought, feeling, and emotion often recreate emotional feelings we should have left behind long ago. The behavior patterns, which result as a consequence of judgmental reactions and energetic blockages, have been defined by leading medical intuitive Dr. Carolyn Meese into four primary archetypal categories. the wounded child, the prostitute, the victim, and the saboteur. These behavioral tendencies and the underlying attitudes which drive them are dysfunctional and produce negative emotional responses such as hate, shame, fear, guilt, anger, and/or viciousness. Some pop is specifically engineered to use the hidden power of forgiveness to identify and uproot any of the four behavioral tendencies that may be present within us. Sun pop may be the most important exercise into personal forgiveness you ever undertake. Additionally, sun pop takes us into mental, emotional, spiritual, and archetypal realms where gigantic metaphysical forces interface with our soul. By utilizing the technology of sun pop, we can reconfigure how these metaphysical titanic forces interface with our soul. As a result, sun pop helps us become a more activated superhero, a living embodiment of the solution to the world's challenges, a great return to innocence of which the prophets foretold suddenly becomes possible. The Ormus factors specifically activated by the sun pop guided inner journey include reconnection with nature, peace, surrender, breath activation, ascension, sacred heart activation, illumination, forgiveness, gratitude, love, appreciation, patience, cosmic magic, vision, focus, harmony, color, courage, and service through kindness. The goal of sun pop is to allow us to enter upon the trail of the blessed, cross the sacred valley where angels dwell, sight distant noble goals, swim in the mighty river of beauty, release dammed up emotional energy, and navigate into the holy flow. For more information on sun pop, or to begin the program immediately, please visit www.successultranow.com. David and Goliath. These times are the greatest of all times in your recorded history. Though they are difficult and challenging times, you choose to live here during this time for the purpose of your fulfillment. Ramtha. It is upon the stage of life that we stand together in the greatest love story ever been told. David takes on Goliath. The winner takes all. Few stories are more relevant to our position in the current world situation than David and Goliath. In the classical biblical tale, a metaphor for ascension, the young boy tending his goats on the hillside is watching the battlefield below as the armies of Israel and the Philistines square off against each other. As was the custom in those days, the champions of each army would come out to fight before the battle began. Sometimes the battle was decided by a fight of the champions. According to the Bible, for 40 days, Goliath stepped forth and challenged the army of Israel to send out a champion. This story is a metaphor. If we can tap into its spiritual meaning, we can receive its hidden gifts of wisdom. In this story, there is wisdom we can apply to defeat monstrous, terrifying elements within our own psyche that may be preventing us from fully expressing ourselves. Goliath was a giant and the champion of the Philistines. So imposing was his presence that none of the champions of Israel would fight him. This was astonishing to a teenage boy watching the scene. David was the youngest of four brothers who tended his father's sheep and goats. His three older brothers were all in the army of the Israelites, serving under the king, Saul. One day David's father, Jesse, asked David to take bread to his brothers on the battlefield. So incensed was this boy by the refusal of the soldiers to challenge Goliath, that when he came down to the battlefield, he demanded to fight Goliath himself. A meeting with the king followed. David was given armor to wear, which the boy tried and then removed, owing to its heaviness. David understood his chance at victory would not be in one-on-one armored combat, but would rest upon his skill with his sling. David carried no sword. On his way down to the scene of the battle, David picked 5 smooth stones from a running stream. Goliath laughed and ridiculed the boy as David stepped forth into the arena of surrounding soldiers to face the giant. Samuel 1:17 tells us that the Philistine cursed David by his gods. But David replied, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that Yahweh saves not with the sword and spear, for the battle is Yahweh's, and he will give you into our hand." The story reaches its thrilling climax as Goliath begins to approach. At this moment, David runs towards Goliath and, confident and unwavering, places a smooth, medium-sized river stone into his sling. David swung and in expert fashion released the river stone on a mighty trajectory that shook the entire world. David struck the giant between the eyes before he could react. Goliath fell directly dead to the earth. David leapt forth, then took Goliath's sword and removed the giant's head from his body. On seeing their champion defeated, the hordes of Philistines turned and ran, and the army of Israel pursued them and slaughtered them right back to Gath. David went on to become Israel's most adored king. Every aspect of the story represents something to us. The armies on both sides are representatives of materialism, greed, ignorance, lust for power, and fear. Goliath represents the oppressive material world. Among the two sides facing each other, no champion of God can be found until David steps forth. The meeting with the king is symbolic of the world's education. The armor is a metaphor for the emotional armor worn by the ego, the false king. Our boy David has to try it on and then make a conscious decision not to wear it. Ultimately, David embodies the eternally youthful soul of possibility. An aware reader's ears should prick up now. Nick, a great message is being communicated in this tale, and one which we consider central to the whole theme of this book. Amazing Grace is exactly that. The X factor is the ingredient in the equation that allows us to defeat our enemy against all odds. This enemy is all of the negative programming of the world, all of the orcs and goblins causing havoc within the human consciousness, all the false unnatural conditioning that pollutes the human psyche with so much toxicity that most of us are functioning on a tiny fraction of our available human potential and witnessing a world that reflects that toxicity. Everything we perceive outside ourselves is a reflection of the inner human environment. How do we remove this monster? Courage is one requisite factor. David had courage. The power of God's light illuminated David's inner world. David was also a child of nature. He was still in touch with the living God directly. His power was not born out of a theory or concept, but from direct experience of real living qualities in the natural realm. And what of the five stones? What are they? What are the five qualities we need to possess if we are to defeat the enemy within? David demonstrated courage, innocent perception, intuition, and the ability to follow it and express it creatively. A well-developed relationship with life, God, an unshakable conviction. Above all, David's unshakable confidence was founded upon one thing, his certainty of who he was as a child of the living God. The story also asks us, where are you in this tale? Are you now, at this very moment, standing in the ranks of the Philistines, confident behind Goliath? If you are, the story is saying you're in for a big surprise, and that is what we are saying too. You may have noticed that there is a David within you who is now hearing a call. An entirely surprising destiny is beginning to reveal itself. The power to defeat Goliath is within our own psyches, as it was within David's. That power is a power of certainty. The champion inside us is activated by certainty. In Raj Yoga, we can all be the number one jewel on God's diamond necklace of souls. The same thing is true in our book. We can all be David. The story of the ascending boy king, the Puheraturnus of the present age, is the parable of the superhero. In David's story, it was literally a sling that served as his weapon of consciousness. For all of us, this is just a metaphor. Each of us possesses our own sling, the weapon of our mission on earth. Porno indicates that effectiveness is the measure. What is the most effective weapon of consciousness you possess? Now, in this human drama where Goliath is falling, we have a magnificent opportunity to step into the greatest flow ever. Our mythology is literally pouring like lava into a benevolent, cosmic, and divine ocean of opportunity, forming zeolite molecules to cleanse and detoxify our planet, ourselves. At this incredible moment, we have a remarkable choice to make, to cascade through as David and slay the Goliath of Illuminati, Oz power, material greed, ignorance, arrogance, military industrialism, pharmaceutical disinformation, mega consumption, suicide ego tripping mania, or to do what? The free will experiment decrees that a conscious choice can always be made. The choice is all about where we position ourselves on the field. Being there is required. Whether through our attitude and awareness, we select the path of the ascending hero, a member of Goliath's army, or some other player in the drama, is entirely up to each of us. The future world is being generated right now. Like the greatest epic films, the hero or heroine will, against all odds, save the day, even at the last possible second. Our challenge to you is, are you ready to play your part in the greatest story that has ever been told? Someone once said that life is not a dress rehearsal. Perhaps you have been living behind a curtain. Well, it's time to come out. What you have been hiding behind has dissolved before you. The heroism that is required in the times we share is heroism of the highest degree and calling. The single most critical factor in the healing process. Porno instructs that the quest for harmony is the quest for truth, and vice versa. The creation of harmonious feelings seems to occur consistently only when one is aligned in thought, word, and deed with one's life mission. Experience has taught us that the single most critical factor in the healing process is the identification with one's true self and mission in life, and then taking action in alignment with that mission. Harmony allows an ever-present power of natural magic to flow in. We function best in a state of harmony, in tune with the infinite. We flow best inside its cool, hidden streams in peaceful tranquility. Are you in harmony with life? Is it possible that the way towards your mission in life is a way forward that feels harmonious? Are you manifesting vibrant health and abundance in your life? What is the feedback life is giving you about the levels of harmony you are consistently demonstrating? What does your investment portfolio of feeling states look like now? Fulfillment comes from doing one's mission, being true to that holy calling. As you get more into your mission gets more into you. The mission evolves. It takes twists and turns, keeping you on your toes at all times. Be sure to evolve with your mission. This is the nature of your Jedi directive. No matter what we witness in these times ahead, no matter how dreadful the evil, we must keep our innate sense of knowing and acting upon our mission. By all indications, this is our guide, our path to God. We suspect that your mission brings a gift of kindness to the world. This is the natural byproduct of being a superhero. By expressing our truth, by becoming the mission we were born to live, we create heaven on earth. What is your purpose for living? What is your mission in life? Answer it right now in your journal or right here on this page. Act now. It is time to finally get on with the joyful mission of building an altar into the eons. Porno harmonics. The boar may run from the tiger, yet each is armed with deadly weapons. Usually avoiding a conflict is the most harmonious choice. The I Ching. Porno gives us insight. It reveals before the light of truth that our thoughts, words, and actions constantly strike chords upon ever-present, hidden, metaphysical musical instruments. And it is the degree of harmony produced that defines the types of feelings we experience moment to moment. By living from the heart in a constant state of simple adoration and awe of the infinite wonder of life, and then acting in alignment with our mission, as we build success upon success and construct an altar of achievement, we automatically play harmonic chords into our biology and the nano-consciousness that fills every cell. Indeed, cellular structure is 98% consciousness, empty space, or what quantum physics calls a unified field of infinite possibility. Like a fertile garden of wonder, the soil of imagination that permeates our cellular structure responds to the thoughts, feelings, and actions that are constantly being seeded every moment of every day by every single one of us. It is in our own imagination about ourselves that the great miracles of the future will be discovered. Consider this. We are living in unprecedented times. The debris that this civilization leaves behind will be here on Earth forever. Nothing like this has ever happened before. The imminent challenges that we face collectively and individually are of titanic proportions. The unsinkable present-day scientific civilization has already hit the iceberg, and now we stand together. In discord and confusion, some are wondering who will make it on the lifeboats. In perfect harmony, the superhero wonders when Tan and crew are swinging in on their whisper crafts for a last-second pickup.